James Fleet arrived in the Kanyakumari morgue 2 minutes ahead of the appointed time. He descended the dark, narrow stairs that led to the basement. Despite his familiarity with the dead, he'd never truly learned to relax around them. Dread filled him at what he knew he was about to see.
Coming.
The morgue was larger than Fleet had expected. 4 tables lined the wall on the right. Sheets covered the newly dead, and Fleet was glad he didn't have to see them. Stainless steel vaults lined the wall on the left. Cabinets with surgical instruments and chemicals occupied the wall ahead. A thin old man in a white coat and a turban worked on the body of a middle-aged man with 3 bullet holes in his chest.
Who are you?
Dr. Singh?
Yes.
The man paused and leaned on the surgical table as if he were tired. But he was wary. Fleet was 6 feet tall and weighed close to 200 pounds. With sandy hair and freckles across the bridge of his nose, he'd never pass for a local. His fair skin was still pink from the sun exposure he'd had yesterday. He blamed his mother's Welsh ancestors for that. He wore slacks, a knit shirt, and a loose windbreaker to cover the 9mm pistol in the holster at the small of his back. He showed his identification to Singh. Singh peeled off his bloody gloves, dropped them into a biohazard container, and took the identification. He swapped one pair of glasses for another.
Special Agent James Fleet of the International Maritime Bureau. You're British.
Does that make a difference?
No. Just an observation. Usually the IMB allows the Coast Guard or the Indian Navy to handle investigations like this.
Special case. My office called to let you know I was coming.
They did. What may I do for you, Agent Fleet? Your office didn't tell me what it was you wanted.
You can just call me Fleet.
Of course.
You received a gunshot victim yesterday?
I received 4 gunshot victims yesterday. Perhaps you would like to clarify.
A woman. From a boat?
Ah, yes. 357 Magnum. Headshot. I have just the girl for you. Come, come.
Have you identified her?
Not yet.
You've got pictures of her for me to take when I leave.
I can give you a file containing what we have on her. It isn't much.
That would be most helpful. You haven't done an autopsy on her?
There was no need. Her death is simple to figure out. She was shot in the head with an extremely powerful handgun.
A 357 Magnum.
Exactly. You came here because of the bullet.
Yes. The gun has been used before in murders. All of those murders tie to a particularly vicious pirate who we know has been operating in the Indian Ocean.
But several pirates operate in the Indian Ocean.
Eventually, I'll get them all. Today, I want the one who killed this woman.
I ran a toxicology report on the woman. At the time of her death, she was under the influence of opium. The Coast Guard officer I talked to said that drug paraphernalia had been found on the boat where she was killed.
The report also said a man was brought in with her.
Ah, yes. The gentleman.
I don't see any marks on this one.
There aren't any. He died of a drug overdose.
Opium?
Indeed.
Was he a dealer?
Until he came in on a gurney with a tote tag. I'd never seen him before. I have no way of knowing that. Perhaps the police can help you.
I haven't been here before. Maybe you could direct me to the police station.
Doug Burrell here.
You sound really chipper for somebody who's supposed to be grieving over me.
Who is this? How dare you call in and claim to be on your creed? May God rest her soul.
Doug, it's me.
Oh God, you sick, pathetic person. Anya Creed was one of the best friends I ever had.
I'm not dead.
Why don't you come down here and tear the heart right out of my chest and stomp on it?
Doug, don't even tempt me.
Are you close enough to come down here?
I'm still in India.
Good. Stay there. Stay out of sight.
What?
I'll call you in a few minutes.
Hello?
Garin, you're still alive.
I am. Are you happy about it or disappointed?
Disappointed.
You don't lie very well.
I lie just fine.
Maybe to someone else. Why did you call?
I didn't know if I'd thanked you for the use of your helicopter.
Have you called the cretin?
I have. He accused me of pretending to be me.
Of course he did.
Why would he do that?
Because Because at the moment, it's more profitable for the television show if you're dead.
Why?
Because they're advertising the Chasing History's Monsters, the Anya Creed Memorial Collection.
What?
I have to admit, I was really surprised at how quickly they pulled it together. I'll talk to you later. I've still got a few things to handle here.
Where's here?
Not there, I assure you.
Anya slipped her phone into her side pocket, then removed her computer from her backpack. There was work to do. She reached for her bag, took out her camera SD RAM card, and got ready to try tracking down the statue of the female Naga. One thing she'd discovered about herself was that whenever things got out of her control, she could focus on work. Working always helped her get through.
Passengers be advised, we're approximately 5 minutes from Kanyakumari, our final destination.
Anya posted the images of the female Nagas on her favorite archaeology websites. She chose the images that showed the egg-shaped Naga opened and closed, then did the same for the cube. She also posted images of the Naga ring.
I found these on a recent trip to India. I was on one of the beaches in a Tamil Nadu district. I turned them over to the Archaeological Survey of India, but I'm curious about their history. Can anyone help?
Hello, Doug.
Anya! Thank God you're alive! I mean, when I heard the story, I couldn't even begin to imagine that you'd been killed!
That's not exactly what you were saying a few moments ago.
I couldn't let anyone in production know you were alive.
Why?
Because they might try to kill you again.
Who? The people in production?
No, not production. You know, the people who tried to kill you in India.
Doug, no one tried to kill me. Well, someone did try to kill me, but you were evidently telling everybody I died in the tsunami, which was before people tried to kill me.
That's right! You died in the tsunami attack!
I'm not dead. And tsunamis don't attack.
I knew that. It's just that right now isn't a really good time for you to be alive. We've got this thing going on right now. It's kind of important.
You mean the Anya Creed Memorial DVD?
Oh, you know about that.
Someone told me you were telling people I was dead so you could sell DVDs.
The story was on the internet. I didn't start it. Somebody must have known you were in India doing whatever it is you were doing.
Doug, I told you I was here.
Digging up human sacrifice victims. See? I remember. I do listen.
Good. Then listen to this. I'm alive.
About that. I was thinking...
Doug, I don't want to be dead.
Hey, you're getting a great cut of the Memorial DVD.
Dead people can't use their credit cards.
What do you need credit cards for? I thought you were camping in a tent.
I was. Tonight I'm not. Tonight I'm staying in a hotel with a real bed. I'm going to pay for it with my credit card.
But the DVD is selling so well.
I don't care. I want a hotel tonight, Doug, with a bathtub big enough to swim in.
You know, Anya, sometimes you're hard to get along with.
Me? I didn't declare you dead.
It wouldn't hurt you to do this one little thing for me.
Being dead is not a little thing.
You're killing me here! If I go up and tell marketing that you're alive, they're going to freak! I'm freaking just thinking about telling them. Let me pay for the hotel room. You stay dead a few more days, and I'll pick up your hotel tab. And room service. And cable.
What if the hotel has seen the news reports that say I'm dead?
I won't reserve the room in your name. I'll reserve it in someone else's name.
I don't like doing this.
I kinda got that.
Besides the room, I want to talk to you about a boat.
A boat?
I think I've found a shipwreck. I'll need the boat to look for the shipwreck.
Is this boat going to cost a lot?
Probably.
I can't promise a boat.
I can't promise I'll stay dead.
That's blackmail, Anya.
You started it.
Can we get a story out of this?
Maybe. It's a shipwreck. If I find it, there's going to be a story.
Any monsters?
A Naga.
A what?
A Naga. A creature that's half female, half snake.
Which half is which?
Female from the waist up.
Okay. That sounds good. Sounds photogenic. Can you get me any pictures?
Yes, I've got pictures. I'll email you.
Set up a new account and email me with any questions you have. We've got to keep you dead for as long as we can.
Sure. Just look for a posting from Dead in India. And Doug, I want that boat.
Fleet stepped into the police station from the humid heat of the streets. The day hadn't even fully started, and the climate was already almost unbearable. As soon as he was inside the building, Fleet felt at home in the boiling clutter and sense of urgency. The police station held an array of desks and computers with attendant police officers and inspectors. He stopped at a large bulletin board on the wall across from the office where he was headed. He didn't see what was on the bulletin board, though. All he saw were the faces of the dead left by the pirate with the 357 Magnum. Those faces were broken, shattered, charred, and vacant. Fleet had been tracking the path of destruction for 14 months. The bullet the Coast Guard found on the burning yacht had been a fortunate thing. Fleet was closer than he'd ever been before.
Special Agent Fleet.
When he glanced up, Fleet saw a short, thin Indian man in a wrinkled suit standing nearby. Probably in his late 40s, the man had iron-gray hair, a round face, and a neatly trimmed mustache.
I'm Fleet.
Inspector Phoolan Ranga, at your service.
Pleasure to meet you.
Likewise, I'm sure. You've been by the medical examiner's office, I've heard.
I have. I like to get an early start on the day when I can.
As do I. I've not been home since yesterday.
If this isn't a good time for you...
There's never a good time, Special Agent Fleet.
Just Fleet, please.
Of course. I know a pushcart where we might get a decent cup of tea if you'd like.
I'd actually like to see your files, if it isn't too much trouble.
I know those files. You can tell me what you know, I can tell you what I know, and I'll make sure you get copies of those files delivered to your hotel room.
All right.
Fleet walked with the man, but kept his senses alert. During the 11 years he'd spent with the Special Boat Service as part of the Royal Marines, he'd been in many rough port cities that were all too ready to take advantage of strangers. The sense of the city was strange to Fleet, even though he'd been there a handful of times. Before, he'd only stayed long enough to investigate what was left after the pirate attacks.
After our office called, I agreed to meet with you. I took the liberty of looking you up. I hope you don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
You were with the Special Boat Service.
I was.
You look young.
34, not as young as some.
I could be your father.
You don't look that old.
I have a daughter a year older than you. She's made me a grandfather twice over.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You were a commander.
I was.
Weren't you young to be a commander?
Some thought so. I got the job done, and that's what my superiors were looking for, someone who could get the job done.
What did you do in your military career?
I patrolled coasts and tracked down terrorists.
Sounds exciting.
Some days.
Young men like excitement. You were involved in several altercations.
One too many. You're wondering why I'm not still with the Special Boat Service?
It had crossed my mind.
I was honorably discharged after my last mission. My team and I were ambushed by terrorist forces running drugs from Turkey to Bristol. They'd made us. We didn't know that until it was too late. Two men on my team were killed. I caught shrapnel in my right eye that blinded me. They matched the prosthesis to my left eye. It's hard to tell the difference if you don't know what to look for.
I didn't mean to pry.
I was also hit in my left shin by a 50 caliber round. The damage was too severe, and the doctors had to remove the lower third of my leg.
I couldn't tell.
The transtibial prosthesis they have now is good stuff. I was lucky because they saved my knee. Transtibial amputees can still compete in a lot of sports, but the Royal Marines decided they couldn't use a one-eyed, one-legged commander. I was given a decent pension that I tried to drink up every month for a while. Then when the drinking got old, I realized I had to get on with my life.
So you joined the IMB?
It wasn't easy. Turns out the IMB didn't want a one-eyed, one-legged special agent in the field, either.
Yet here you are.
I'm nothing if not determined.
I apologize for asking.
Don't. I would have done the same thing if I'd seen someone like me walk into my office. So, you pulled a hit on the 357 Magnum bullet as well.
I did.
How many hits did you get?
Three. All confirmed.
All here in Kanyakumari?
Indeed.
We matched the bullet that was recovered from the yacht with five pirate attacks.
Whoever owns the gun faces serious trouble.
You mentioned Rajiv Shivaji's name.
I did. Unfortunately, that particular gun isn't registered to anyone.
Then how did you come up with Shivaji's name?
Because I talked to a man who said he sold it to Rajiv Shivaji 4 years ago.
So he can tie Shivaji to the weapon?
He could have. I had the conversation with the man only 6 days ago. The next day, he was dead. He was knifed in a fight that broke out in jail.
Do you think Shivaji knew he'd talk to you?
I think it was just bad luck. But it was bad luck all the way around. If I hadn't talked to this man, hadn't been able to connect him with a burglary that took place 6 years ago, I wouldn't have known Shivaji had purchased the gun from him.
If Shivaji knew you'd made the pistol, he'd have gotten rid of it. He definitely wouldn't have used it on the attack on the yacht yesterday.
Perhaps. You're thinking too much with an organized mind. That is something you or I would have done had we known. Pirates are often superstitious. Shivaji believes the pistol had been blessed.
Blessed?
By a holy man.
Why would a holy man bless a pistol?
Because the man who carried it was doing so to protect him.
And Shivaji believed that blessing extends to pirates.
Perhaps it does. The man I talked to was silent for 4 years about his transaction. Now he's dead, and we have no testimony to offer in a court of law to go after Shivaji.
The blessing hasn't been entirely effective then. Now we know about Shivaji.
Rogue Angel is continued on the next CD.